Hi, this is Walter Trout, and you're listening to The Raven and the Blues right here on REM FM.
Thank you indeed. Recorded live in 2005, Bill Wyman and his Rhythm Kings, living proof that you can leave the Rolling Stones and continue to make good music nevertheless. Featuring also people like Georgie Fame and a whole raft of Andy Fairweather-Lowe in the band. It's really a band full of great musicians, and when they come together they make great concerts and they make great recordings too. That's an old blues familiar called Roland Pete opening up The Raven and the Blues on REM FM on Skybird Radio, and of course as an MP3 file wherever you are in the world. Welcome to the programme. Again, the usual mix of new and Old and a live guest this week, somebody I've been waiting for years, that's no exaggeration, to come to the studios, even though he lives 15 miles away. His name is Guy Tatora, and he'll be with us in about 20 minutes' time. Let's move on now with somebody making his debut on the programme. He's been around the music business in London for quite a long time. His name is Arthur Lewis. Originally from Jamaica, grew up in New York, and worked in America before coming to the UK, I would guess about, 25 years ago, I think. His new album is called Black Cat, and here is a track which is called If Ever I Needed You.
The fire is gone, but your flame burns on, burning inside. Just an empty chair in the bed we share. I'm all alone tonight. Out in this crazy world, I still see your smiling face. Tried it without you, girl, but no one can take your place. If ever I need you. You said you won't find a love like mine, and you'll be back someday. Well, it's not so easy for me to apologize. Without you next to me, I don't want to stay alive. If ever I need you.
Reggae, we don't play very much reggae on the Raven and the Blues. We should really, because it's a good music form. That's Arthur Lewis, the album Black Cat, and If Ever I Needed You Now. And I can hear a helicopter going overhead, a Chinook travelling low. This is the Raven and the Blues, a studio on the Thames, which is normally relatively quiet, but sometimes not. Lots of emails that have come in this week, and loads of donations too. Thank you so much. If you go to the Raven and the Blues page, you will see at raven.dj/R&B, you will see a donate button, which helps to fund the cost of making this programme, buying the records and things of that ilk. And thanks to Roger Breakle of Telford in Shropshire for your donation this week. And also to somebody's name I'm going to give a good attempt at. I'll probably get it terribly, terribly wrong. You're in Seattle in Washington State in the United States. Your surname is Reed. So far, so good. Your Christian name is Trigiv. I've looked at it 3 or 4 times. It's the best I can do. Trigiv Reed, thank you so much for your kind donation. And finally to Andrew Dark in Gibraltar. I met Andrew in the summer of this year when I was in Mijas in Spain and had a day trip in Gib and met a few of the listeners to the programme. Had huge fun. One quick drink and then away again. And thank you for your donation, Andrew. If you'd like to donate, all money is gratefully received. Let's move on now to Mr. Keith Little, who made his debut on the show about a month ago. You'll notice the Mr. is always there because it's not Keith Little. It has to be far more formal than that. The album is called Take It Off and Get Loose With It, and here's a number called Wheeling and Dealing.
I'm a brand new man with a new attitude. Yeah, I ain't taking this mess no more. I said I'm a brand new man with a new attitude. Yes, I am. I ain't taking this job no more. Listen, honey, either you love me with a feeling, or I'm willing and I'm dealing. I'm out the door. Hear me when I say it, baby. Look at here. See, you pretended to be with me all the while you were with him. You're working this blues thing that'll turn a tree trunk to a stem. You lay it on me so good, it makes me holler all night. And when I get up in the morning, baby, I feel like I was in a fight. But you ain't right, baby. I ain't taking this mess no more now. Look at here. Either you love me with a feeling, or I'm running, I'm dealing. I'm out the door. Help me, somebody. Turn a tree trunk to a stem. You lay it on me so good, it makes me holler all night. And when I get up in the morning, baby, I feel like I was in a fight. But you ain't right, baby. No, no, I ain't taking this job anymore. No, no, I won't, baby. Either you love me with a feeling, or I'm willing and I'm dealing. I'm out the door. You don't believe what I say, honey. Either you love me with a feeling, or I'm willing and I'm dealing. I'm out the door.
Good slinky soulful number. Love me with a feeling.
Hit me good, honey.
Wheeling and dealing. See, Mr. Keith Little. From the album Take It Off. Find links to him on the Raven and the Blues site at raven.dj/R&B. Listening to that Chinook flying overhead is quite opposite, really. Some sad news I heard this week. Well, sad for David Gilmour, anyway. Just up from here is a wonderful, wonderful old houseboat built in the about 100 years ago now by a guy called Fred Carno. The name may seem vaguely familiar. Fred Carno had Fred Carno's Army during the First World War, a group of entertainers. He discovered Charlie Chaplin and one of the two, Laurel or Hardy, I forget which now. And he had a big houseboat here, and David Gilmour bought it about 20 years ago, I would think it was. and made it into a recording studio. Many of the Floyd albums were made there. David Gilmour's last album was made there. And it has been a recording studio for, well, quite a long time. Except now the sheer noise of helicopters flying overhead has meant that you can't really rent it out. If you're paying top dollar for a recording studio and you're doing the best take of the whole lot, you can't have a situation where this Chinook flies overhead. And you can't really insulate a boat that well against the noise of these great big helicopters flying over. So sadly, I heard this week it's up for sale. Probably in the high millions, I would think. So you're going to need a fair amount of pocket money. But it is a lovely, lovely boat, over 100 years old, and a great recording studio, which only you can use when there are no helicopters flying overhead. This is the Raven and the Blues on REMM. This is the Raven and the Blues on REM FM. Back after the break with Carol in Wonderland. Welcome back, and now to Austin in Texas, and which I think is the hometown most of the time for this lady, Carol in Wonderland. Her new album is called Misunderstood, and this is a track which is called Trouble in the City. In Wonderland, based in Austin, Texas, and from her newish album, which is called Misunderstood, and that is Trouble in the City. Had quite a lot of people, I was going to say, as it poking me, I suppose it is poking me, from Facebook. I've been on Facebook a couple of years now, but don't take it that seriously. But because I've kind of been there from the beginning, I was able to grab the name Dave Raven at the very start, if you see what I mean. And people have therefore been finding me and sort of saying, can you, I'd like to be your mate on Facebook. And I'm very happy to have that. But sometimes it's nice, seeing as if I don't know who you are in the first place. I mean, Al Hemberger, a good friend of mine, who we've never met, but we've spoken a few times, who's a musician based in New York, he's joined me from Facebook. But if you are... if you think I may not know who you are, when you poke me from Facebook, if you can just say, yeah, I listen to The Raven and the Blues, it'll help enormously for me to confirm that I know kind of who you are, if you see what I mean. But if, if you're in Facebook and want to join and become my friend, so to speak, it's Dave Raven on Facebook, you'll find that there. And the email, of course, is dave@raven.dj, which will get to me wherever I am in the world. Talking of the world, let's move on now to... actually, if you go to Facebook and look at some of my early photographs of my DJing days back in the 60s when I was a young slip of a lad, you will see a photograph of me with my complete record collection, two racks of records, 36 in each. And in rack number one, my first 35 records was on Stax Records, Eddie Floyd. I mention that because he's got a brand new album out called Eddie Loves You So, and it's really, really wonderful. Here is Eddie Floyd for the first time on the programme for many a year, Until My Back Ain't Got No Bone.
Roll it.
I can feel a cold chill up and down my back. And if it keeps on falling down, I'll be out here till my baby's back. Stumbling through the city, stopping every girl I see. Girl, you know you got me going crazy, 'cause every girl looked like you to me. But if it takes me all night long, in the showcase, they all seem to come alive. And you know that they're all laughing, saying, you ought to go somewhere and hide, somewhere and hide. But if it takes me all night long, till I'm back and you got no bone. No bone. Stumbling through the city, stopping every girl I see. Well, 'cause you know you've got me going crazy. Every woman looked like you to me. Yeah. Stumbling through the city, stopping every girl I see. Got me going crazy, 'cause every woman looked like you to me. Yeah, they do. But if it takes me all night long, I keep walking till my back ain't got no bone. No bone. Well, if it takes me all night long, till my back ain't got no bone. No bone. Ain't got no bone. Somebody back ain't got no bone.
No, no bone.
The voice is still good. Eddie Floyd. Produced by the Tremolo Twins, that's Michael Dinallo and Ducky Carlisle. Michael was here on the houseboat with Baron Strong, what, about a year and a half ago, I guess now. A lovely, lovely album, and recorded in Massachusetts, and it's Eddie Floyd, with a combination of stuff he's written recently, and also tracks like that one he wrote way back in the 60s, which was covered then by people like William Bell, and there's some, therefore, some of the old stuff redone, if you know what I mean, and some new stuff too. A really lovely album. You'll find the links to that on the Raven and the Blues page. Eddie Floyd and Eddie Loves You So, the new album, which is out on which record label? On Stax Records. Good stuff, yeah. Okay, staying with new releases, and here's a track which has been featured twice on the program before, once on his album Joe Mississippi, once when he was here working live, and now on his new album, which is The Name of the Game. It's a track which is co-written with Boo Boo Davis and Ramon Goose, and Ramon's going to be my guest in a couple of weeks' time, so looking forward to talking to him and hearing him play and find out how he came to write that track with Boo Boo Davis. But here's Boo Boo Davis off the new album Name of the Game and Who Stole the Booty.
We'll be right back.
Not even a thank you, Dave, at the end. Actually, I must dig out the thank you, Dave, from the session. If you heard the Boo Boo Davis session here on the Raven and the Blues about 3 or 4 months ago, every track he finished with thank you, Dave, and I thought he was thanking me until at the end he explained that his personal god, his personal mentor, is called Dave. Good stuff. And I know Paul Paul Jones on BBC Radio 2 had the same trouble as well. I said he didn't say thank you, Paul. He still said thank you, Dave. Okay, Boo Boo Davis, the name of the game is the album, and that is a track co-written with Ramon Goose and Who Stole the Booty. This is The Raven and the Blues on REM FM, back after the break with our live guest, Guy Tortora.
Hi, this is Guy Tortora, and you are listening to Raven and the Blues on REM FM.
Well, I'm getting tired of walking. Seems like walking's all I do. It's wearing down my patience. It's wearing out my shoes. I need a car. I need a car. Like the preacher needs his Bible. Like the rich folks need the idol. I need a car. I love the smell of brimstone in the morning. I don't need no potion or pill. Nitrous oxide up close in a hefty dose gives me a little thrill. I need a car. I need a car. You know nothing less will do. I'd even get to. I need a car. Well, these streets weren't made for walking. Walking's for the poor and the tired. Made for 2 tons of speed and metal and 4 steel belted radio tires. More than a mode of transportation. It goes right to the heart of the nation. You want your economy to thrive. You need some forward drive. I need a car. I need a car. You know liquor, drugs, and women. That's no competition. I need a car. For water. No, I told her to bring gasoline. I'm smoking rubber tires, drink diesel oil, low down, dirty and mean. Cause like water finds its level, like a god needs a devil, like a drama needs a kitchen sink, like a drunkard needs a drink. And I need a car. And I need a car. My country, we don't do this just for fun. It's why we made America, son. I need a car. Well, now I need a car. I need a car. I need a car. I need
the Raven and the Blues on REM FM. They say good things come to those who wait. And I've been waiting about 3 years now, I guess, to have this gentleman as a guest on the Raven and the Blues. Somebody whose album I first heard about 4 years ago, played every track from that, and then Jefferson Drive came out and played every track from that. And it's great to have here, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Guy Totora to the Raven and the Blues. Guy, an American living in England, what brought you over in the first place?
What brought me over? Well, that's a long story. I don't know if we could tell that in just the 50 minutes that we've got. I sort of came over for love. I came over with an American girlfriend many years ago. We traveled around Europe. We split up. She went on. I stayed. And I stayed for love. I have a English partner, English wife. And I've kind of plugged into the UK now. I've been settled here for a few years. That's about it in a nutshell.
About 10 years you've been here?
I'd say it's more than that now. I got two grown-up children. you know, both of them think of themselves, even though they're dual citizens, they think of themselves more British than they do American. I have to be perfectly honest about that.
Your biography's a bit vague about when you came over, you see, so I was trying to guess there.
Well,
from your...
I first came to Europe quite a while ago. We're talking like mid to late 70s or so. I mean, I've certainly continuously been in the UK, I guess now for, well, it's well more than 20 years. Let's put it that way.
And if we go back to the first album that I know of from you, which is about 5 years ago, roughly, is that? What was happening before then? Were you still working and playing?
At that time, I'd kind of, you know, I'd wandered around when I first came to Europe. You know, I used to do a lot of things. I worked, I lived in Italy for a little while. I did some kind of session work there for a little while. And I did some stuff with RCA Italy. And I used to kind of wander around, play the acoustic and the folk clubs, and do some busking, street playing, things like that. Then when I got here and things started to get serious, i.e. children came along, I kind of gave up an awful lot on doing music for a while. And it was about the time that that first album that you have, the Footnote to the Blues album, came out, that I started to get serious with music again. Which would be putting it in... you know, that's the most concise way I can put it, I guess.
You describe yourself as Americana and not blues, and I can see why, because your music is wide and varied, but it is very much American in its roots, isn't it?
Oh, very much so, yeah. I mean, you know, you can take the boy out of America, but you can't take the American out of the boy, I don't think. So no matter how long I would be here in the UK, you know, I always... just think of myself as being American, even though sometimes when I go back to California, you know, people who don't know me, like in a store or something, I'll come in and speak to them, and I have a kind of mid-Atlantic thing going on, you know, these days, and they say, oh, I just love your accent, you know, so some people over there seem to think I'm a little bit English, and over here people usually pick up on the fact most people are cautious and they first ask if I'm Canadian.
Yes, I was going to
by risk, because they don't want to risk offending me in case I am Canadian. you know, then I have to put them right.
In terms of writing, is that something which you actually have to apply yourself to, or it just kind of comes?
It kind of comes. It comes and it goes. I do apply myself to it when it gets to the point where, because in between doing the records, you know, you're busy out there playing the stuff, trying to get people to buy it, doing radio sessions. And so there's often less time for me to devote to the writing side of things. But when I start to focus on the fact that something new needs to come up and I need to write some new things, the kind of cogs in the back of the mind seem to kind of slip into gear by themselves, and things start to bubble up. And sometimes they just bubble up anyway. You know, if there's something really good comes along, I have to be sure and kind of get it down, you know, before it slips away, because it's very easy for that to happen if you don't kind of pay attention, write something down, make a little, you know, voice recording or whatever of ideas that you get. And I kind of work in that way. So the writing thing kind of comes and goes. The more I'm playing and promoting the most recent work, then less I'm writing generally. But it comes in fits and starts.
But you aren't part of the great beast, the music machine, with record companies and A&R people and agents.
I certainly am not. I have a very old friend of mine who's from Pasadena, who I saw recently in Holland when I was over there doing some gigs. And he was saying to me several times in the course of the evening that we spent together, he said, you know, guy, he said, there's the music and there's the music business.
Yes.
And, you know, what we're doing is music, and then the whole business side is something else altogether. And there's an awful lot of music going on out there. There's a lot of music business too, but it's a different beast. you know.
But it's the business. It's the music business, which when it comes to a new album time, they're the ones who lean on the door and say, "Mr. Totoro, we need a new album from you." So you haven't got that. So what is your, as you are your own, I guess, manager and everything else. So what drives you to thinking, I must do a new album?
Well, it's just time, really. You know that after a little while, people like to hear something new from you. You're going around playing things. And, you know, after a period, you, as anybody else will, you may get an album, you know, you may listen to it an awful lot intensively for a while, and that starts to slack off, and you come back to it from time to time. And when I start to feel that way myself, I start thinking, well, it's time for something new. And as a musician, you like to be moving on to do new things all the time. You don't like to stay stuck in one particular groove all the time. And so you like to make it fresh when you can. So it's mostly self-pressure. I mean, if I had some kind of deal, obviously I would be very carefully timing so all my releases came out in the run-up to Christmas, i.e. about now, you know, and I'd have one a year doing that, because that's when most people buy music at Christmas time. I think there's a huge percentage, well over 50% of all the music that's sold over the course of any particular year is always sold in the run-up to Christmas. So, you know, if I was smart, that's what I would do. But I'm self-driven, so it comes as it comes, and, you know, I don't have to feel that commercial pressure in the same way, but there's still a personal pressure, you know, to do something new, to move it on, to get onto new pastures if you can. I also like to not always be playing in the same places all the time and just get into a little groove gig-wise. You know, it's nice to play to a fresh audience and introduce yourself to an audience that hasn't heard you before, so that's always a nice thing to do too.
It almost gives you a free chance to think about that. I don't have to stick with a new set list. I can actually throw my whole entourage at them because they haven't heard me before. Yeah.
Well, there is that. Yeah. That's right, yeah. And, you know, it always... It depends what I'm playing, whether I'm with the band or if I'm doing stuff which is acoustic and solo, or sometimes I do duo work acoustically also. And there are different requirements from those, you know. I can play things as a solo gig or an acoustic evening that I would never think of doing with the band because, you know, they just don't kind of work that way. So that allows me to kind of mix it up as well and to pull things. So sometimes we pull things out from way back, and sometimes we don't. It just depends on the mood in a particular evening, and sometimes on the feedback that you get from the crowd that's there on a particular night. You could do the same set on two different nights, virtually identical, and one group of people will, like, really love it, and another group of people, you kind of get a cool feeling from it. So, you know, and then you kind of work on, think, well, what should I play instead of what I did last night or whatever, you know. So it's always something that you're fine-tuning.
Well, the crowd here watching you today is actually quite on the small side, because it's just me, basically. But what feedback are you getting from me? What should we do next musically? What are you going to do now?
Okay.
This is nobody's fault but mine. Nobody's fault but mine. Nobody's fault but mine. If I don't read my Bible and my soul gets lost, it's nobody's fault but mine. I got a Bible I can read. I got a Bible I can read. If I don't read my Bible and my soul gets lost, it's nobody's fault but mine. Yeah, nobody's fault but mine. Nobody's fault but mine. If I don't read my Bible and my soul gets lost, it's nobody's fault but mine. My mama taught me how to pray. My mama taught me how to pray. Well, if I don't pray and my soul gets lost, it's nobody's fault but mine. Yeah, yeah, nobody's fault but mine. Nobody's fault but mine. If I don't read my Bible and my soul gets lost, it's nobody's fault but mine. Yeah,
I got a voice and I can sing. I got a voice and I can sing. Well, if I don't sing and my voice gets lost, it's nobody's fault but mine. Yeah, yeah, nobody's fault but mine. Nobody's fault but mine. If I don't read my Bible and my soul gets lost, it's nobody's fault but mine. Yeah, nobody's fault but mine. Nobody's fault but mine. If I don't read my Bible and my soul gets lost, it's nobody's fault but mine. Nobody's fault but mine. Nobody's fault but mine. Yeah, no, nobody's fault. Nobody's fault but mine.
Nobody's Fault But Mine, played by Guy Tortora here on the studio on the Thames on the Raven and the Blues. And you can hear the full session, the usual thing, two more tracks and a lot more conversation if you go to the Raven and the Blues website at raven.dj/R&B and look for the photograph of Guy Tortora and then click on the name underneath and you can hear the full excellent session. And thanks to Guy for being our guest. This is the Raven and the Blues on REM FM. Back after the break with Aria Littinen.
Thank you.
She's from Finland, the record label's from Germany. She is Aria Littinen. The album is Grip of the Blues, out on Roof Records, run by the amazing Thomas Roof. And that is a track which is called Inner Beauty. It's The Raven and the Blues. Let's go back now to an album which came out earlier on this year called Lonesome Home Blues. It's all the country blues of the USA. It's volume 8 in the series. And this is a track which is by a gentleman called Guitar Frank. And it's Jelly Roll Baker.
No more pretty dresses and no more diamond rings. Mama people don't want a doggone thing. No more woman. Yeah, I see the blues are really killing me. Yeah, you would just find me way back in Jackson, Tennessee. No more pretty dresses, no more diamond rings. Mama big boy don't want a doggone thing. No more woman. Yeah, I said the blues are really killing me. Yeah, you can just find me, baby. Ooh, way back in Jackson, Tennessee. When I was on my feet, baby, honey, walking down the street. Women kept looking at me from my head to my feet, crying, hey, buddy. You really dressed to a T. Well, I told me you can just find me, baby. Ooh, way back in Jackson, Tennessee. Now when I was in the hospital, well, shot off full of holes. Dirt said, let the man go. She had to get a jelly roll. She was a jelly roll baker. Yeah, she baked the best jelly roll in town. Now all she need is a brown skin papa. Ooh, well, it's trying to damp it down. No more pretty dresses, well, no more diamond rings. Home of 8-4, don't want a doggone thing. No more woman. Yeah, see, the blues are really killing me. Now you can just find me, baby. Ooh, way back in Jackson, Tennessee.
Baker is the title. Guitar Frank is the person playing, and the album is Living Country Blues USA Volume 8, The Lonesome Home Blues, and I got that from eMusic. And I think what I'll try and do is set up, I haven't actually looked at it carefully, but I'll probably set up some kind of eMusic playlist. So if you want to go and find out what I've bought from eMusic and just get it yourself, basically, without having to go through all the hoops, we'll try and set it up and you can probably go there. I know it's possible because I know other people are doing it, I just haven't got around to doing it myself yet. Let's move now to an album, well, an album which comes out next year, but an album which came out last year by Doug Cox and Sahil Bhatt. Now, they are based on Northern Blues and out of Canada, and their album was called Slide to Freedom, great fusion of Indian and blues music together. Now, they've got a new one coming out next year called Slide to Freedom 2, featuring this time Sahil Bhatt's father, V.M. Bhatt, and also John Butte from New Orleans as well. And it looks like it's going to be a really great album. Here's a taster of what is to come. So it's basically Slide to Freedom Volume 2, Doug Cox and Sahil Bhatt plus friends. And here's a track called Make a Better World.
Built on skills, but that alone, it don't count, no. What are the sweat and toils of yours and mine? It would not be worth a dime. You gotta live and give, share and care, really put love in the air. When your neighbor's down, you oughta pick him up. Nobody can live in despair. And everybody let's sing, sing, sing. Everybody let's sing. Let freedom ring. Join hands, do your thing. Make a better world to live in. My Lord, everybody let's sing. Sing, sing, everybody let's sing. Let freedom ring. Join hands, do your thing. Make a better world of living. Society has no priority. We're all a part of the whole. Yes. Whenever people shout, you gotta hear them out. Cause everybody got a good, good, beautiful soul. We gotta come together hand in hand. Really got to do our best. Oh Lord. Now, wouldn't it be a pleasant sight to see the world full of happiness? Everybody let's sing, sing, sing. Everybody let's sing. Let freedom ring. Join hands, all pitch in. Make a better world to live in.
John Boutte's voice adds so much to the equation, I think. Doug Cox and Sally Albart together, and the album, which is due out next year, called Slide to Freedom Volume 2, that's a track called Make a Better World. I've just realised the microphone's in the wrong place. Let me move it down. That's better. And that's almost it for the Raven and the Blues this week. Hope you've enjoyed the music on the show. If you'd like to drop me a line, it's dave@raven.dj, and the website, of course, raven.dj/R&B. Links to all the artists, a chance to hear all the old shows again, and all the other usual things. Let's close with an album which came out about a month ago. It's the Down Home Blues Sessions, out on Ace Records. It's the fourth in the series. The first one is the Arkansas and Mississippi Blues Sessions, and then Volume 2 was Mississippi and Arkansas, 1952. Volume 3, it went to Memphis, and then now number 4, Southern Country Blues Artists, and this is the next one, Back in the Alley. And so to close the programme, Walter Robertson and a track called I've Done Everything I Can. Wherever you're listening across the world, I hope to talk to you in 7 days' time. From me, Dave Raven, thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
I done everything I could do just to keep from falling in love with you. I done everything I could do. I didn't wanna fall in love with you. I'm in love with you, baby. Please tell me what you're gonna do. I'm in love with you, baby. Please try to understand. I'm in love with you, baby. Please try to understand. I don't care where I see you, baby. Please don't ever let me see you with another man. You said you love me, baby. I don't see just how you could. You said you love me, baby. I don't see just how you could. I'm in love with you, baby. You're gonna mistreat me just like I knew you would. I'm in love with you, baby. Please try to understand. I'm in love with you, baby. Please try to understand. I don't care why I see you, baby. Please don't ever let me see you with another man.